Shamrock, Texas, the blues capital of the Texas Panhandle. Route 66 Media and Legends 98.9 presents Uncle Buck Plays the Blues. And now to throw a whole bucket of blues on you, here's Uncle Buck.
How do you like your music? Rare, medium, or well done? However you like it, we are in session on Uncle Buck Plays the Blues. I'm Uncle Buck, and oh, have we got some great blues for you today. Jimi Hendrix is our featured artist. You're going to hear some cuts by Hendrix that you might not have heard before. Walter Trout's going to be around along with Freddie King. Our Then and Now feature brings on B.B. King doing Rock Me Baby. And oh, are you going to be surprised who we've got doing the now version of Rock Me Baby? Stevie Ray Vaughan's going to be getting a spin. Doyle Bramhall II's going to front Stevie Ray's band Double Trouble on one I think you're going to like. And here's something very special we have coming up. Mike Zito's got an album, a tribute to Chuck Berry. The album's called Mike Zito and Friends, and the friend Mike Zito brings on the song Wee Wee Hours by Chuck Berry is going to be none other than Joe Bonamassa. As I said, we've got some great blues coming up for you, so let's just get it started. Kicking things off is Gary Hoy, and Don't Come Crying to Me.
Thank you.
Gary Hoy, and Don't Come Crying to Me. And have we got a featured artist for you today, Jimi Hendrix. He's been regarded as one of the most influential guitarists in history. Rock and Roll Hall of Fame said he is the greatest instrumentalist in the history of rock and roll. Jimi Hendrix had a lot of great rock hits. He also had some very fine blues, and we're going to get into some of that today. Jimi Hendrix was born in 1942 as James Marshall Hendrix. Later in life, as a tribute to an uncle named Al, the family changed Jimi's name to Johnny Allen Hendrix. For the music we're going to feature by Jimi Hendrix, we got way back in the vault and dug out some blues versions of some Jimi Hendrix songs you are certainly going to be familiar with. Red House is a staple in the Jimi Hendrix library, but the Red House version that we're going to play is called Electric Church Red House. And of course, it's by none other than our featured artist, Jimi Hendrix.
Thank you.
Jimi Hendrix, our featured artist at Electric Church Red House. Let's get into a double shot of the blues. Kicking off this double shot is going to be Walter Trout. His song is City Man. Next up in the double shot, a little Texas blues for you. Hailing from Gilmer, Texas, Freddie King and Love Her With Feeling. But right now it's Walter Trout and City Man.
From the blues capital of the Texas Panhandle, this is Uncle Buck Plays the Blues.
Blind man, see, she made a dumb man. job. You got a mama with a real name. You got a mama with a feeling. Mama with a feeling.
Walter Trout and City Man. Walter Trout, by the way, is still out on tour. I picked up one of his shows over in Andover, Kansas. Walter was playing with a broken pinky on his fret hand, but oh, did he still put on a show. A double shot was also backed up by Freddie King and Love Her With Feeling. Our weekly feature, Then and Now, is one I think you're going to like this week. Our then portion brings on the one, the only, the king of the blues, B.B. King. And his song is going to be Rock Me Baby. In the second portion of Uncle Buck Plays the Blues today, we got a real surprise for you of who's going to be singing that same song, a little bit more of a modern version called Rock Me Baby. But right now, here's the king of the blues, B.B. King and Rock Me Baby.
Thank you.
B.B. King and the then portion of our Then and Now feature, the King of the Blues and Rock Me Baby. Got something I think you're really going to like, especially all of you Stevie Ray Vaughan fans. A double shot of the blues. Stevie Ray Vaughan's going to kick it off with Dirty Pool. Doyle Bramhall II is going to take center stage along with Double Trouble for the second song in this back-to-back session of the blues. That song's going to be called Say One Thing. And on the subject of Stevie Ray Vaughan, I just finished the book Texas Flood, the inside story about the life of Stevie Ray Vaughan. Part of the book referred back to when Stevie was an opening act for Huey Lewis and the News. That's the first time I saw Stevie Ray Vaughan back in 1984. Stevie was opening up for Huey Lewis and the News. At one point in the book, there was a quote by Jimmy Stranton, who was a photographer who did a lot of photos of Stevie Ray Vaughan. Jimmy Stranton's quote was, "Stevie Ray Vaughan opening for Huey Lewis and the News was about like if Jimi Hendrix opened for the Monkees." Yeah, here's a double dose of the blues with all that Stevie Ray Vaughan influence on it. Stevie Ray Vaughan kicking it off with Dirty Pool and Doyle Bramhall II teaming up with Double Trouble and Say One Thing.
say they lie. Life is a game of give and take. They say they lie. Life is a game of give and take. I'm telling you one thing right now, little baby. I won't be the one to pay for your mistake.
Andrew Hawk Brown singing the blues with the sun going down. If you like the blues, Uncle Buck's the bomb. Keep on listening to UncleBUC.com.
there's a back-to-back double dose of the blues that we call really slapping some good old Texas blues on you. Stevie Ray Vaughan kicked it off with Dirty Pool. Double Troubles, Chris Layton and Tommy Shannon put out an album after the untimely death of Stevie Ray Vaughan. They had all kind of guest artists on the album. The cut you just heard, Say One Thing, the guest artist was none other than Doyle Bramhall II. We're going to take a little pause for the cause at this time. That big old bucket of blues we brought with us, though, is still half full. Kicking off the second portion of Uncle Buck Plays the Blues today, my favorite blues couple, Tedeschi Trucks, Susan Tedeschi and Derek Trucks. Their song is going to be Shame. Jimi Hendrix is going to be back as our featured artist. Mike Zito and Joe Bonamassa are going to hit a Chuck Berry song called Wee Wee Hours. So be sure and stick around. There's lots more blues coming your way.
You're in the middle of another edition of Uncle Buck Plays the Blues.
Yeah!
was Derek Trucks and Susan Tedeschi, better known these days as the Tedeschi Trucks Band. And what a song that was. Shame. Our featured artist is Jimi Hendrix. And oh, what some great music Jimi Hendrix laid down for us, even though he was a mainstream artist for only 4 years. Oh, the music that came out of Jimi Hendrix. You might not have known that Jimi Hendrix enlisted in the U.S. Army and was attempting, I'll put it that way, to be a paratrooper. Somewhere in his Army career, Jimi did get an honorable discharge and moved from Seattle to Clarksville, Tennessee. Played a few gigs around there, got the attention of some pretty heavy musicians like the Isley Brothers, Little Richard. He toured with both of those bands for a couple of years. He got his real inspiration from Muddy Waters, B.B. King, Howling Wolf, Robert Johnson, John Lee Hooker. At age 16, he had his first electric guitar job playing with a band. And get this, he got fired on his first gig for showing off too much. Can you imagine that? Of course, in 1969, when he hit Woodstock, Jimi Hendrix was the world's highest paid rock musician at that time. So let's turn to some Hendrix music. We're going to bring on a song called Voodoo Child Blues. Now, there was Voodoo Child, C-H-I-L-D. There was Voodoo Child's C-H-I-L-E, several recordings of both of those. Hendrix did put out a blues album, and the song we're going to play, I think you're going to like it. It's Voodoo Child Blues, and that comes from Hendrix's blues album.
I'm a voodoo child, Lord, I'm a voodoo child. Yeah.
Jimi Hendrix, our featured artist, and Voodoo Child Blues. I told you you were going to like that one. I think it's about time we did a double dose of the blues. Let's bring on Chris Stone, Catfish Ingram. His song's going to be Outside of This Town. Catfish is going to be followed up by a pre-release of a great album coming out by Mike Zito. It's called Rock and Roll, a tribute to the great Chuck Berry. Mike Zito has released what we will call a sneak listen to one of the songs, a great blues song that Chuck Berry did called Wee Wee Hours. The name of the album, of course, as I mentioned, is a tribute to Chuck Berry, but it's by Mike Zito, Z-I-T-O, if you're not familiar with Mike. Mike Zito and Friends. Listen to this list of friends that's going to be on the album. Joe Bonamassa, Walter Trout, Eric Gales, Chuck Berry III, and Reuben Ford, just to mention a few. But here's a sneak peek, or as we mentioned, a sneak listen. Mike Zito, along with Joe Bonamassa, and a great Chuck Berry blues song called Wee Wee Hours. But first in this double dose of the blues, let's turn things over to Chris Stone, Catfish Ingram, and Outside of This Town.
This town tomorrow, I've got many places to see and many places to go. I'm so tired of doing the same old thing, shooting for the highest star, want people to remember my name. If you don't understand, let me break it down. I know that there's light outside of this town. I have friends and family that I see every day. Outside of this town, outside of this town, outside of this town, outside of this town, outside of this town.
check us out online at UncleBuck.com. That's UncleBuc.com.
In the wee hours, that's when I think of you. Yeah, in the wee hours, baby, oh, that's when I think of you.
Tuxedo with some great dual guitar work from Joe Bonamassa on a Chuck Berry song called Wee Wee Hours. I'm really looking forward to hearing the rest of that album, a tribute to Chuck Berry. I want to say hi to some people, give a big shout out to some folks that got in touch with us this week right here on UncleBUC.com. Brent Roselle checked in from down in Grand Prairie, Texas, listening to the show. Jack Oliver up in Wichita, Kansas, checked in along with Heaven Davis in Chicago. Speaking of Chicago, Freddie McGuire checked in. Freddie's like the top blues singer over in Italy, but he's having a big time running around Chicago, hanging around with Buddy Guy at Buddy Guy's Club. Angel Boots over in Georgia checked in. Meg Williams, as I understand it, blew everybody away down there at the Lone Star Blues Festival in Grapeland, Texas. Meg told me she's got to get up in this part of the country one of these days and do a little performing up here in the Texas Panhandle. On our Then and Now feature, I told you that I had a real surprise coming for you. On our Now portion, Then and Now, we always play a then song by an established artist, many times an old school artist. Today's Then and Now song was Rock Me Baby, and taking care of the then portion was the king of the blues, B.B. King. Now here's the surprise for the now version of our Then and Now feature. I've talked in the past about the correlation between jazz and blues and country and how it has all kind of come about from some blues roots in many cases. I'm going to bring on a group that won a Grammy Award for the best country performance by a duo or a group. They had a song out called Dumas Walker that hit all the country charts. But they've also put out an album called A Jukebox Full of Blues. Have you guessed who that country group is? The Kentucky Headhunters. And wait till you hear them lay some blues out on our Then and Now song, Rock Me Baby.
Yeah. way you rock me, baby. I said, I love the way you rock me in the morning. I love the way you rock me at dinner. And I love the way you rock me at supper time. Oh, baby, you know this song's got to end and we got to get out of here and I'm going to come home to you and I'm going to, I got to have some of your love. Let's go home, boys. Hey.
Sometimes a recording star or a group will stay in the same lane their whole career. Then there's some artists and groups that like to get out, just have some fun, and lay down some great music a little out of their lane. And you just heard a good example of that. A country group, a Grammy Award-winning country group called the Kentucky Headhunters, taking care of our now portion of Then and Now. Their song was Rock Me Baby. Let's put the needle down in the grooves on a double dose of the blues. Leading it off, Beth Hart. Her song is gonna be Damn Heart. Gonna be followed up by a duo that you might not have heard before, Sun Seals and Elvin Bishop. Their song's gonna be Sadie. But here's Beth Hart. But kicking off this double dose of the blues, Beth Hart and Damn Heart.
I'm in complete control, that's what I tell myself. I got a mind of my own, I'll be alright alone. Don't need anybody else. I give myself a good talking to. No more being a fool for you. But when I see you, it's all I remember. How you make me wanna surrender. For taking my breath away, for making me want to stay. Damn your eyes, for getting my hopes up high, for making me fall in love again. Say that you'll change, somehow you never do. I believe all your lies, that look in your eyes, you made it all seem true. I guess I see what I want to see. I think it's my eye that's deceiving me. Cause with that look I know so well, I fall completely under your spell. Taking my breath away, for making me want to stay. Damn your eyes, for getting my hopes up high, for making me.
This is Rachel Field with Rick Field's Blues Therapy Group, and you're listening to Uncle Buck Plays the Blues, yeah, on UncleBuck.com.
All right, how about that?
Give us a little soul clap right there, but we can do this, huh? We want to try to get the mood just right, you dig? Because right now we gotta give a warm Chicago welcome to the one and only Mr. Elvin Bishop. Oh, that's all right. I'm gonna do it again. Thank you.
taking a peek down into that big old bucket of blues we brought with us today. We've given a spin on everything that we had in there, but we're going to be back next week with a whole nother bucket of blues for you, right here on Uncle Buck Plays the Blues. Would like to thank everybody that got in touch with us through our Facebook account and our Instagram post. Of course, we always have to give a lot of credit to those listening right here in the Texas Panhandle on Route 66 at our headquarters in Shamrock, Texas, on our flagship station, Legends 98.9. So until next week, Uncle Buck here saying, I hope all your blues will be on the radio.
The lid is on another bucket of great blues, but you can join us each weekend at 8 p.m. Saturday with an encore performance at noon on Sunday here on Legends Radio Network for Uncle Buck Plays the Blues.